If you like playing in the field of possibilities and getting your information from those who really know, Conversation at the Cutting Edge is your kind of program. Host Sandy Sedgebeer speaks with teachers, speakers, scientists, and authors that are shifting perceptions about who we are and what we're capable of. Get ready to expand your awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Here's Sandy.
Hello and welcome to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm your host, Sandy Sedgebeer. And if you're feeling stuck in your life, your relationship, or your job, or you wish you knew how to heal your pain, find your purpose, and become more creative so that your ideas really start to happen, tonight's show is just for you. With me tonight is psychological coach, social entrepreneur, Nick Seneca-Jenkel, author of the book Switch On, Unleash Your Creativity and Thrive with the New Science and Spirit of Breakthrough. A 21st century shaman and wisdom teacher with a triple first class degree from Cambridge University in medicine and philosophy, Nick is a world-renowned innovation and leadership expert and a sought-after international speaker. Nick Seneca-Jenkel, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Nick, at the beginning of your book, you relate a story about a very fat, geeky 18-year-old boy who had a breakthrough moment while losing himself in breakbeat heaven at a London rave in the early 1990s. What happened to transform that neurotic, unhappy outsider of a kid who was so shy he'd never even kissed a girl into a sought-after inspirational speaker who's helped numerous individuals, governments and organizations like Microsoft, Disney and Nike, not to mention millions of TV viewers across the globe, to switch on and unleash their creativity?
Fabulous question. I think just an enormous curiosity for how to break out of suffering, and a belief that if you can break out of it from even just a few moments in these peak experiences when you're feeling so awesome and amazing, then you must logically be able to do it at any time. And so I spent 20 years trying to work out how do you do that? And that's what Switch On is about. The experience of being switched on is so amazing. And everyone knows it. Everyone knows what it feels like because everyone's been switched on at some point. The question is, how do you do it when it feels so difficult and when the world feels so gnarly?
And how do you define switched on?
Well, I mean, for me, it's almost like a fractal idea of being switched on. There's a very practical side of it, which would mean, you know, can I resolve this challenge that I'm being faced with? And there's a kind of more mystical side, which is being switched on is about feeling love, I guess, well, I call it love, flowing through one to the rest of the world. And that feeling of being totally connected and everyone is part of your experience and you're part of theirs.
So why do you believe that it's the most important thing any individual or company can do?
Because if we don't know how to switch on to a problem or a challenge, then we are always being controlled by fate. And given that the world is always changing, and that business environment's always changing, and that our relationships are always changing, people are changing around us all the time, if we can't stay in sync with that change, we start to get stuck, and we start to get stressed, and it literally starts to kill us. And at some point, either our lives or our relationships or our enterprises become redundant. So the only other option is to stay in sync with the world, stay fitted to it, constantly adapt ourselves. And that is a big challenge for anyone.
It is a big challenge. You know, you're talking about something here. I remember Tom Hartman talking some years ago about his book, The Edison Gene, and it was written about ADHD kids. And he said that ADHD is actually the creative gene, and we needed this to change and evolve.
Interesting. I certainly know that from my experiences, both of my own life and with other people, that everything that happens to us is an opportunity to either carry on what we're doing and what we've always done, or keep shifting, keep digging in within ourselves and looking for a more appropriate creative response to a situation, which some people, you know, the Bible calls it repentance. The original Greek was metanoia, transformation, changing our angles, changing our direction at every moment. And it's something we can do in a Monday morning or in a big, you know, massive decision in our life. It's always available to us.
So you say that all the great joys of life, whether derived from intimacy, exploration, invention, or making a difference, come from the unpredictable but enlivening process of bringing forth breakthroughs. And the way that we bring them forth is with creativity. Is this something that we can learn to master then?
Absolutely. There are breakthroughs available in the most crazy mundane stuff and the huge stuff. And they're always available to us. And it's really the question then becomes, not so much is the breakthrough available, because it's ready. It's, honestly, it's always there. There's always a creative possibility in every second of our existence. Right now, for everyone listening, there's a new way of approaching a relationship or a career situation right now. The question is, are we prepared to give up our old beliefs or habits or emotional moods in order to have the breakthrough? The breakthrough's there, ready. We don't need to do anything to have the breakthrough. We have to let go of something before we get it.
Why do we have to let go? And how can letting go actually help our creativity?
Well, we don't live in a vacuum. We don't live with a blank canvas. So we're not sitting there going, okay, right now I'm going to decide the most creative, thriving, electrifying way to talk to my boss. We've actually got a whole set of already existing ways of talking to our boss, which is probably based upon ways we talked to our teachers when we were young, possibly our parents. So in order to have the breakthrough with our boss, we have to be able to give up all those existing habits which are running our life. And they're entrenched in us. They're wired in, burnt into our nervous system. They're easily accessible. So in order to have the breakthrough, the creativity, we have to work out how do we let go of those, of that neural wiring, which is we've been relying on for 10, 20, 50, 70 years.
You know, you write in your book, Switch On, that problems are natural. Pain may be inevitable, but suffering is optional because a breakthrough is always available. And you offer a lot of breakthrough questions designed to make our brain work in a certain way. I know you're going to give us an experience of these after the break, but not all breakthroughs happen instantly, do they? I mean, the one you had at 18 didn't become evident to you for, what, another 10 years or more?
Exactly. I think what I try and do with my work, both with individuals and with organizations, is say that the breakthrough is, in some ways, the relatively easy bit, to have the aha, oh, I could be like this, or oh, this is how I could talk to my son because he's obviously, you know, suffering right now. The challenge is sustaining that breakthrough for the weeks, months, and years it takes to make a transformational change happen. That's the tricky bit. And that's where the suffering comes in. If we keep going back to the old ways of doing things, we end up suffering because, you know, we're not connecting with the world as it is. So the real trick is the long-termness of it, is the daily practice of shifting our relationships, shifting our language that we speak to ourselves, shifting our emotional state. That's the practice.
Cool. Why do people have so much trouble? You know, we all have ideas all of the time, but very few of us actually put them into operation and turn them into something. Why do you think that is, and how can your book help us in that regard?
There's two answers to that question. The first one is we often don't put our ideas into practice because it's so terrifying to risk what we've got. So with all change takes risk. All creativity is inherently risky. But I believe it's actually riskier to keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting our world to suddenly change. So we don't put our creativity to practice because it's scary to imagine risking our livelihood, risking our job, risking our reputation, risking the relationship that we think is okay right now. So do we really want to try and make it any better? So that's the difficulty, is the risk, the fear of change. And my book really is about saying, well, here's ways to relieve the fear, to give yourself the spaciousness, the little bit of the chink in your life to create into. And that is a great challenge for a human being, because our nervous system is designed to avoid risk and be scared of change. So we have to learn to sort of master our biology in order to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to risk it today. I'm going to try something totally new that might be an absolute failure, but it also might bring that extra bit of juice and joy into my life.
So this is the letting go part. How do you get, you know, companies like Disney and Nike and, you know, Fortune 500 companies to let go of some of their old ideas?
Well, that's one of the great challenges. I mean, so I set myself the challenge of not only helping them have breakthroughs, but also helping them have breakthroughs that bring more sustainability, more social impact, more goodness into the world. So it's a double whammy for me. And it's extremely challenging because you have to deal with what people call culture. And culture in an organization is the kind of collection of all the fears of everyone who's ever worked in it, in many ways. So you're facing the sort of mega fear and the mega worry of what change might bring. So different ways of doing it. So there's ways of you try and show them what might happen if they carry on doing what they're doing and expect everything to be okay by showing them examples of organizations that have failed. Or you tap into a few people who get it, who are most switched on, and help them deliver a business case for sustainability or business case for innovation. And usually a mixture of those things, and lots of other tools too.
I mean, it's an incredibly practical book, and it's filled with fascinating information. One piece I read really made me smile. You wrote that ideas don't emerge in pristine packaging from a cool, clean, and ordered cerebral computer, but rather they explode from a dizzying array of organic complexity, which includes neurons in our heart and intestines, not just our brains, and bacteria in our gut. So could we change the bacteria in our gut and improve our ability to create fantastic ideas?
Well, there is some research showing that if you change the bacteria in animals, it changes their mood. And I know there's a whole load of work going on at the moment about fecal transplants, having someone's healthy poop being given to us. So the mind does boggle. I'm sure there will be finding in the next 10 years insights into bacteria. But we're definitely a complex web of different stuff going on. We're not just a kind of Greek-style rational thought. And that's why being truly creative is really so challenging, because we're working with enormous complexity. But it's also what makes it so rewarding. It's because when we master that complexity, we can do insane things with it.
You say, Nick, that at least 50% of who we become in life is down to our choices, not our genes, and even superior physical performance is 50% down to mental and psychological factors, not how our bodies are built. But we can all come back from anything if we know how to reconnect, rewire, and remix. I want to ask you more about that when we come back from the break in a moment. You're listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, and I'm talking to Nick Seneca-Jenkel, who is teaching governments, big businesses, and individuals to switch on and ignite their creative spirit with the new science of breakthrough. After the break, Nick is going to tell us about the Thrive Hacks he offers in his book and give us an example of some breakthrough questions that can help us. We'll be back in a few moments, so don't go away.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers? Nourish your soul, enrich your life, Honor your spirit and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org. You cannot separate who you are and what you do from how you interact with the world. Marketing was never meant to be slick and soulless. If you're looking to build your personal or business profile and platform and connect with the audience that resonates with you and your message, visit www.sandysedgebeer.com and discover what 30-plus years of applying the science of resonance in international publishing, marketing, and conscious business development can do.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with Nick Seneca-Jenkel about how we can unleash our creativity and thrive with the new science and spirit of breakthrough. Nick, just before the break, we talked about what you wrote in your book, that we can all come back from anything if we know how to reconnect, rewire, and remix. Say more about that.
So it's relatively easy to change a behavior that doesn't really connect much with our emotions. So that's, we can remix the world where there's not much emotional connection. If there's a bit more emotions, it's a bit more embedded in us, then we have to rewire our brain and reprogram our thoughts. But this is where the stuff really happens and where the rubber hits the road, is where we've tried to change our behavior, we've tried to change our thoughts, but there's still something locking us in place, still something keeping us stuck, keeping us fearful or angry, and we just can't seem to shift it. And that's where the heart comes in, because until we can, until we have more love than fear within our system, ultimately, until we have more resource than we have worry, we can't change the big things. And most people I know want to change the big things. They want to stop being addicted to something. They want to stop playing it small with their career or their business. They want to stop having fights with their lover over and over again. And for that big stuff, just choosing to be different doesn't work, as everyone will testify. You can choose as much as you like to be different. It doesn't work. So the only way you can make the shift, make the breakthrough, is to draw upon love, ultimately, in the form of creativity, in the form of connection. And to do that, we have to reconnect our heart. And that can happen in many ways, and everyone has to find their own way. I teach a certain style, but there's lots of different ways to get connected, our heart connected.
You know, I read once epiphanies. We can change when we have an epiphany, which I guess is what you would call a breakthrough. When,
yes, absolutely.
In that moment of realization of that epiphany, everything stops. And it is in that space that change occurs. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You can design your life for epiphany by practicing reconnecting your heart. So every night I go to bed and I scan my life for any problems that are causing any sort of weirdness in my energy field. And I dive into them. And I try and find them within me in terms of where they're gnarly, where they're stuck within me. And I melt the stuckness away in love and wait for the creative message, the intuition, the epiphany to come through.
Is that one of your thrive hacks?
Yeah, that's like the kind of meta version of everything I do, is that process. To become really, really good at feeling in our body where our suffering is and breaking through it through going into the body. It's really what the whole process of Switch On is about.
I would imagine that you have to use completely different kind of language in when you're dealing with some big corporations.
Oh, yeah. I have. In fact, languaging is one of the reasons why this book's taken me 10 years to write, because I've got to, first of all, I had to bring all the science together with the wisdom, and that takes a, took a whole lot. Then I wanted to put it into a practical framework, and that took a whole other chunk of time. And then the languaging is the key. Is you just can't walk into a room and say the word spirit when you've got 100 people who are not there because they want to connect to love. Well, they don't think that anyway. They're there because they want someone to solve their innovation problem for them. And so I've had to learn to dance. But the great news is the last 6 months I've become a lot braver in the words I use, and people seem to be a lot more appreciative of me bringing some of the juiciness of heart-led languaging into what are usually very stuffy boardrooms.
Yeah, and more people are now using the words like energy, which is good. Nick, if you give us a couple of other of your thrive hacks briefly.
So, yeah, thrive hacks, just to help people understand what they are, they're things you can do that are relatively easy or short or quick that hack your biology and get you into a more thrivable, thrivedelic place. So, I mean, there's so many that I work with and use and whatever. One that I think is super helpful is when you're feeling stressed out, is to hack it with curiosity. So as soon as you start to ask a question like, I wonder why, or what is it about this situation that reminds me of dot, 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 and immediately your brain activates the prefrontal cortex and it takes it away from your emotional area, and you start, your brain starts to follow the curiosity. So that's a really, really lovely one. Another one that I also love is comes from improvisation theory. So rather than saying no to something, or no thanks, or I don't like that, or anything that basically is negative, you say instead the words yes and then work out what comes after and. Yes, that's happening, and I think I'd rather it was this way. Or yes, and I've, you know, can see there's something I can change. So those are two really simple ones. That are very, very helpful and proven to work.
Well, before we bring the show to an end, you created a powerful guided visualization which sums up the core of your book, which offers an experience of resolving a problem with breakthrough questions. Can you take us through that process?
Absolutely. So I invite everyone listening to take a moment, find a place and a feeling that feels here and in the present. And then it's going to be really simple. All I ask you to do is bring into your awareness a problem that's getting you frustrated, stuck, just doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. And bring it into your awareness, and then notice what you want your hands to do with it, this irritating, frustrating person or situation. Then notice what your head says about it, or says about you, or says about the world. And then notice how your heart, your emotions, your deepest felt sense feels about this problem. So that's the sort of current, what I call the switched off position. And now, taking a few breaths, just connect to all the human beings in the world that have ever come back from real difficulty and adversity since the beginning of the human race, and come back with love and compassion, empathy in their hearts, and manage to make something better for their children or their parents or their tribes people. Just really connect to all those human beings who have conquered tragedy with human spirit. And then keeping on breathing now, just notice what your heart feels about this problem. Notice whether it feels a bit more spacious and expanded, connected, less fearful, more courageous. What your head says about this problem, and what's possible, and then finally, what your hands now want to do with the problem. And then coming back to this moment, and I've done this with literally senior execs, pretending to them that it's nothing to do with spirituality, which it kind of isn't, because it's just spirituality as in all connection to all human beings. And almost invariably everyone says at the end they want to touch the problem, connect with the problem, hold the problem, rather than force it away or push it away or fight it. So it's a very, very simple exercise to reconnect your heart, rewire your brain, and remix your world.
Nick, I'm afraid that's all we have time for, but the book is fascinating. Before we leave you, can you tell our listeners where they can get more information about you, and better yet, where they might be able to see, hear, or experience you in person?
Absolutely. So if you go to my website, nickjankel.com, nickjankel.com, you'll find information about various things that I'm doing. If you sign up, there'll be workshops in Europe and the US at some point this year, lots of videos, and I've just released two new switch-on products. One's a DIY coaching kit that goes with the book and gives you 10 sessions of coaching, and one is a 21-day course to really embed the experience of feeling and being switched on in your body.
Nick Seneca-Jenkel, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been fabulous.
Okay. Bye-bye, Nick. Switch on, unleash your creativity, and thrive with the new Science and Spirit of Breakthrough is published by Watkins and is available on Amazon and all good bookstores. That brings us to the end of this show. If you wish to learn more about the services that I offer in applying the science of resonance for personal and business success, you can visit my website at sedgbeer.com. That's sedgbeer.com, where you can also sign up for my News from the Edge newsletter. The theme tune for this show is from an original song called Searching by Grammy Award-winning producer, composer and musician Barry Goldstein. I'll be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, you can find more fabulous shows live and in our archives at vividlife.me.
Thank you for listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, where scientists, researchers, authors, and teachers working at the leading edge meet. For conversations that aim to shift your perceptions about who you are, why you're here, and what you can achieve when you open your mind, expand your awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Join us next week, same time, with your host, Sandy Sedgebeer, for another Conversation at the Cutting Edge. You cannot separate who you are and what you do from how you interact with the world. Marketing was never meant to be slick and soulless. If you're looking to build your personal or business profile and platform and connect with the audience that resonates with you and your message, visit www.sandysedgebeer.com and discover what 30-plus years of applying the science of resonance in international publishing, marketing, and conscious business development can do.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers? Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.